There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast. And guys, the wait is over. Today, we are getting into the very first episode of the challenge, All Stars. Anissa! How excited are you?
I can't wait. This episode was so fun to watch. I mean, it was so fun to be a part of, but so fun to watch. It feels just like the classic challenge, you know?
Yeah, totally. It was amazing.
So later in the episode, we'll be interviewing the guy that we kind of have to thank for all of this too, Mark Long, as you guys call him, the Godfather. So stick around for that.
Yay. All right, let's get started. All right, Anissa, let's bring back one of our favorite segments, except this time it comes with a new name and a new time. This is Time Bomb. And in honor of the 22 OG All-Stars that have come back to the show, we have 22 seconds to sum up the episode. Are you ready?
Which is ridiculous. I think it's absolutely absurd to think that I could recap anything in 22 seconds. I can't even tell you what I ate for breakfast in 22 seconds. You know I'm detail-oriented, but I'm going to try it out.
I love it.
I mean...
Ready?
Hold on. Wait. We get there. All right. Okay.
Wait. We get there. Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
So we show up in Argentina. It's really pretty. Our house is humongous. We also have a house cat named Sylvester. He'll be there later. We also have a river in the backyard. We meet TJ. He's like, this is going to be an actual challenge where you're going to play for $500,000. And everybody thinks we're playing backyard games, but we're not because we show up to the first challenge. We got to swim without life vests and go find the blocks. I actually swam out there 3 times, but they don't show it. Anywho, a lot of people almost died. We clearly aren't good at math. And then the silver team wins. And that's okay.
That was good. That was good. That was a lot.
Okay.
All right.
So, Tori, you have 22 seconds, which is almost your age.
Okay. I hate you.
But younger. 22 seconds.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Three, two, one. So they have to go back in the water. It's the silver team versus the copper team. And the captain is Isela. And they win. So they are super happy. And she killed it in that swim. So everybody goes back to the house. And Letaria now has to go into elimination. And he decides that he tells the house that he wants to go against Ace. Ace feels pretty upset about that. But he's like, all right, I guess I got to go do it. Pull up to the elimination. It's a hall. I mean, no, it's not a hall brawl. It's a pole wrestle. And then it just ended up becoming a plunging situation. And Anissa probably had the best line out of the whole show.
Aw, thanks.
That was amazing. I mean, it was hard to do, but oh yeah, Ace goes home, obviously. That was an amazing episode, Anissa. Like, how good does it feel to like be linked back up with all of those people that you've known for so long?
It feels good. I mean, I'm really happy to be with, you know, people I do know, people I haven't seen. I mean, Tech was a big surprise.
Yeah.
I didn't expect to see him, but when I saw my long and strong daddy, I was like, hey, Tech Money.
Yeah.
I mean, because we were all at the airport, like having wine together before we flew out. And it was just so cool. I was like cheersing with Beth and talking to Trisha. I mean, it was just awesome to see everybody and, you know, just be with everybody as adults. Because we did this when, you know, we were younger. You know, a lot of us haven't seen each other since our 20s.
God, so it was really cool. So nostalgic. Who do you think would get play of the day?
Oh, Isela. Hands down. I think that she came into this game. being doubted a little bit. You know, we had talked about it, not to get into too many personal things, but, you know, I think there was a lot of pressure. She stepped up to be captain without even thinking about it. So
yeah, she
kudos
did.
Kudos to her. That's one part of her play of the day. Not only did she step up, but she got in. She calls it a platterpus, like a platypus. And she just swam. And it was amazing because she pulled she's 5 foot, pulled stuff up with her feet.
Wow.
Like, you don't even see it, but she killed it, and I'm so happy for her.
Yeah, it was awesome to watch her. I love that you even pointed out that she, like, asked to be captain. She really did step up, and it's cool when somebody takes that, like, she's like, if we're going to do it, we're going to do it. I'm captain, let's go. Mm-hmm. Like, that energy is awesome to watch, and she crushed that. So she probably felt so good after she won. What do you think the dirtiest deed was?
I mean, you don't get to see it. Mm. But there were people that legitimately did not go back out and swim.
Oh, okay.
And Ace didn't go back. Alton went in and he started cramping up and he came back out. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it, boys. I'll just go back in. So it was just one of those things where it's like, I think especially coming right from Double Agents where people, you know, were doubting me to, like, really having to hold my own and hold it up for the team, too. Yeah. Of, like, just jumping in and being like, you know what? It's got to get done. You know, we need to win. And if I don't put my all into it, I'm not being a team player.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
That was a big thing for me.
Yeah. I mean, and there were a lot of people who did give it their all, but like you said, there was a lot of people who just weren't able to pull it through. And do you think it was because the water was cold, or do you think it was because they didn't realize that they signed up for a legit challenge?
My thick ass did not feel this cold water. I mean, I know that you will hear it from many people that it was freezing. I don't really remember because I took a lot of deep breaths and I took my time and I really swam. But I didn't think it was – I think it was the really putting your all into it if you got to the blocks.
Yeah.
The higher the number was, the lower it was going to be in the water. Yeah. And there was this buoyancy. So you had to fight against that. You had to equalize. Then you had to flip over and swim to it. So it wasn't like this easy thing to do. And you had no life jacket on, which rarely ever happens on these challenges. So I think it's, you know, a mashup of like all of these people not competing in such a long time. Also, these people expecting it to be not this crazy because the last challenges they did, it wasn't this crazy. Mm-hmm. So it's that, and then, you know, swimming out there in the unknown and the pressure of like wanting to win and do well. So I think it's a bunch of things at play that made this first challenge really like snap people back into reality. Like, this is the challenge.
Yeah, definitely.
It just goes by a different name.
Yeah, you could see it on people's faces. Yeah, so crazy to watch. And you killed it, and you and Estella killed it. So it's like, kudos to you guys, and you guys get to go back to the house, and like, you just see you all party together. And like, I loved that you guys had that 90s theme party. It just brought everything back. Because if you look in those old interviews that we're playing when you guys came off the tour bus or the bus, whatever it was, like those outfits were back then, you know? So it's like, you guys actually just made it so nostalgic for all the viewers.
Yeah, it felt really good to do that. I mean, I just was so happy to be a part of it. And when we do a 90s party, we go all out.
Yeah.
I mean, we committed to making our brows skinny again. We committed to, you know, that like that concealer colored lipstick with a black liner or the dark brown liner. We committed to butterfly clips that you wore this weekend. Because I was doing like a 90s hip hop versus like The Craft. You know, like, I was having, like, a mashup of outfits. But, you know, that's how it used to be. It used to be fun. So, hopefully, people can learn from this. And when I say people, I mean the newbies on the challenge. Learn that, like, a little fun goes a long way, especially for your mental and emotional well-being.
Absolutely. And you could see it. I mean, the vibes were just right. And I love that Ace pulled up with that 1890s outfit. Like, did he actually, like, he did that on purpose, right? He didn't actually think it was
1890s. I mean, I think he did it on purpose, but it's Ace. So Ace has always been, like, super funny to me. And I think that he's a sleeper on the funny side where you don't know that he's that funny unless you live with him. But he's, like, a silly guy. He's smart. He is funny. And I don't think he tries to be funny.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it would be very Ace-like to bring this like old 1890s costume.
So good. It was so good. He little secret, he was always my challenge crush from watching the, yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, a little Southern charm.
Yeah, he's a cutie. It was cute. And it sucks that, you know, he had to go into that first elimination. Like, you could just see, like, we know what it's like with filming. Like, just knowing that you guys had to quarantine all that time before you even got there, and then somebody's going home. Like, that doesn't feel good.
Oh, yeah, because we did, we did, like, a 9-day quarantine.
That's crazy.
I know. And I think that was hard for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But walking into this, it was called the arena, where we got to do our eliminations. It was cool because it was like all of our faces were up there with how many eliminations we had won.
Wow.
So we had stars. So you know your girl had some stars.
Yes, I love that.
So if you lost, they burn yours. So it's kind of like this weird like place. But ritual. Then to see pole wrestle, I'm like, oh my God, they're about to bring back all the old eliminations.
Yeah.
So definitely. I got hyped because this is the first elimination that I've ever done.
Wow.
So it's very nostalgic for me. It was just crazy to like see that and then see, you know, what these men are capable of as they get older. And I'll tell you one thing, age ain't nothing but a number. Shout out to Letarian.
I mean, he crushed that. Like, it was scary to watch. I was like, oh my God, the competition is not slacking. This is intense.
Yeah. And he was like, baby, I was on a 6. I was like, I do not want to see you on a 10.
Yeah.
You know, this is a guy that played football, like, it doesn't leave you. And he's a personal trainer, like, and he also has the heart of a lion. So I think that, you know, he wanted it more and he was willing to do whatever to get it.
Yeah. The look on his face when he saw it was a pole wrestle, he was so happy.
Well, he didn't know what it was. He was like, what's a pole wrestle?
Oh.
Yeah. He was like, what's a pole wrestle? I was like, all right, daddy, just listen to these. Listen to these rules first. TJ will let you know exactly what you need to do.
That's amazing.
Did not disappoint.
Wow. Yeah. There were so many insane moments in that. And then it was sad to watch Ace go home so early. Like, I don't know. I felt bad. Like, he looked so defeated and, like, had dirt all over his face, you know? So
I know. It sucks, too, because I think that it's one of the – I hope he comes back. But I do think it's one of those things where you don't – if you don't have a lot of, like, strong relationships in the house –
yeah,
it's sometimes easier to vote that way. And Hisela could have used that lifesaver, which hasn't been used since, I don't know, Gauntlet 1 or Inferno 2, I guess, where they had like the life shield or whatever, where you got to like get it and then you could save people. So we haven't seen this element in forever.
Yeah.
And then Hisela, we didn't know what it did. So Hisela was like, I'm not using it.
I mean, right, because you want to wait to see. Because it's what if she had to pick somebody to go in?
That's exactly what we thought. So we were like, all right, we're not going to use it. We'll just wait till next week. Maybe a guy will use it.
Right, and then you'll be able to see like what actually happens. Which it's such a cool thing. Like, it's a really cool trick to have up your sleeve to be able to pull that. But I also thought it was funny how she pulled those receipts from what Ace said in his interviews years ago about her.
Yeah, and she remembered because she didn't remember that she did a challenge with people on Gauntlet 2. She was like, you guys were there? She didn't remember that, but she remembered what he said.
That's funny. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it was nuts. But I'm glad that she quoted him directly and she didn't misquote him. And he definitely said that. And that's what's great about doing the show for so long. You have a lot of receipts.
Yeah. And you don't know when you're going to be able to get when karma's going to be served. It just took years to get there.
Yeah. It's just funny because all these people have such history, you know, with each other.
Yeah. It's amazing. I'm so excited we're going to be able to talk to Mark Long, too. Like, he obviously was the one that, like, catapulted this thing to the level that it's at right now and brought it to life. So it's going to be so awesome talking to him.
Yeah, Mark is like a big brother to me. We've done this together for a long time, and he's always been I was going to be like a beacon of hope and truth. No, he's always been like this very even-keeled, like, funny guy that knew all the R&B jams.
Yeah.
And he was just, he's always just been a great guy. I mean, I couldn't say one bad thing about him. So I'm so excited to pick his brain and get into, you know, how We Want OGs came about.
Yes, I can't wait. Let's talk to him.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish. Yeah, I can drive. My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that. His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman. Tell me about this driver job. We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
All right, folks, we have come to my favorite part of the podcast. And this is an extra special podcast for me because this man has been so gracious with me. He has been a wonderful friend. He has been quite easy on the eyes over the years. You may know him as the Godfather. I know him as Mark Long. Woo! Mark, thank you for being here with us today.
And the crowd goes fucking wild. Woo! I got people beating on my door and my windows. Thank you, guys. That was a great intro. You forgot international singing superstar.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot. And if you haven't heard his hit single, Rio.
I go to Rio. You can.
I go to Rio. That has only been played
Corey,
on.
You'll love it. I recorded that in 1997.
Oh my God. Is this a real thing?
It's a real
yes,
thing.
Yes, it's really good. I'll share it with you after.
Oh, I cannot wait to listen to it. That's amazing.
Fucking hilarious.
I'm so good.
I was approached by two producers after my road rules. They said, "We want to try to turn you into a pop star, but down in like South America." So I re-recorded a smash hit called "I Go to Rio." But it's well produced, it's fun, it's catchy, and Tori, you should listen to it when we're done. So that's it.
I'm planning on it. I'm so excited. That's amazing.
It's so good. It's brilliant.
You'll smile the entire song.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard not to, because Mark is probably one of the most likable humans I have ever met.
Come on.
You really are.
Thank you, Nisa.
How does it feel, one, to be back, and two, to know that like you had your hands in this the whole time?
It's been surreal because, you know, television and TV producing, nothing happens fast. I mean, it's usually, you know, years upon years. So, I mean, I had the idea a while ago, but then when I actually put that tweet out and then Us Weekly picked it up and then it went viral, that was in late July. So to have the show, have me partner with Bina Murray and then the Paramount Plus MTV partnership happening and then it's shooting and airing in 7-8 months, it's pretty crazy.
Insane.
Yeah, it's insane. So it just was so surreal even packing the night before I left. I know you guys have been doing it now for a while, but just bringing out that big luggage and being like, oh, this will be cool to throw in. Maybe I'll throw in a fucking clown suit. You know what I mean? So like,
yeah.
Start thinking of like different things that you can add. Like for instance, I was like, I told production, have everyone bring a 90s outfit because we're going to go old school and have a 90s party. So just starting to think what will make good TV. And first episode was fucking phenomenal. I loved it. So many people reached out. And I think it was time. I think the fans are excited about it. And I think it's good to have that new challenge, old school challenge balance. I think there's an audience for each of them. And like I said, you know, I could see us going season 6, 7, 8, 9, and then at some point doing a one-off spin-off Super Bowl of the new guys and the old guys.
Oh my
you like that?
God.
You heard it here first.
Tori is so excited.
Can I be on your team?
Tori, yeah. So Tori, we will do, it's going to be a spin-off one-off episode of OGs versus the new kids, like the Super Bowl, and it will be the biggest thing this fucking network has ever seen.
Oh my God, it would be so sick. I'm so hype right now.
I mean, Letarian against Fest.
Any of them.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Letarian's nasty.
So in this vision, who do you think would win?
Oh, come on. I mean, I've said it before. I've always been afraid of my big brother, right? He's older and he's like a man, and I've always been younger, even though I'm bigger physically, but I've always been afraid of him. I think we're going to come in with that same mentality. Like, I'm going to treat those kids like they're my kids. And when daddy shows up, they're going to have a problem. You know what I mean?
So shit.
There's always that kind of elderly respect.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see. But I'm loving how the fans are reacting to this. I want this to go on many seasons with just our crew. There's so many names that have reached out since the first episode that now are available somehow out of the
Magically.
Yeah, magically available. So, but I'm super thankful, super grateful. And one of the coolest moments for me was when the show was totally finished and wrapped. TJ actually reached out to me and was like, dude, I've been doing this shit a long time. This is one of the most fun times I've had on a challenge in years.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what? That makes me feel good. And the fact that even if you got voted off or sent home, everyone still feels like it was such a positive experience.
Yeah.
Like there's no negativity. And I don't think we're not as visceral as these young kids. You see this, Tori, those younger kids get crazy on Twitter. I mean,
I hate it. It's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah. I don't even go on there.
It's because, the worst.
Well, the last time we saw you was Duel 2 with me.
Right. The last time actually was X's, but the last time with you.
Oh, yeah.
The last time with you was Duel 2.
But
you and I had a great time on Duel 2.
Well, yeah, of course. I feel like any time we're on a show together, we basically have a good time. There's never been a bad Anissa Mark moment, ever.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And I told this to someone else. By having you on was just, I mean, you're such a figurehead of this show. And for us, for me personally, I feel like you've been on everyone I've been on. I don't even know if that's a fact, but I feel like you have, because you and I, like, if we haven't spoken in years, there's zero weirdness. There's zero awkwardness when we're together. It picks up like you're a sister. And it's like, you know this, Tori, from cast members that you get along with.
Totally. So, especially with Anissa. Her energy is the best.
Yeah, like, Anissa, kudos to you. You did great going down and grabbing that block. I saw what you did. And you were the
I tried. They didn't want to show me go. I swam out 3 times. I went down like 4 times each. They were like, oh, these people that do the regular show didn't even make it out there. I made it out there. We just had a struggle piece, 150, that will haunt us. You know those moments in a challenge where shit just doesn't work and we don't know why it didn't work, because we had people that were going down there.
Yeah. I watched this with my parents the other night, and they're like, their favorite line was, and Ace is getting plunged like a toilet.
They're
like, my dad laughed out loud for that. So
the best.
You were great on that first episode.
That's all I could see. Yeah. I mean, it may get better. It probably will. But this is about you. I want to know, what was most shocking for you coming back after, you know, being away for so long?
Wow. I had to get really quick back in that Road Rules mentality of living with a lot of people, you know, having to be around everyone all the time. So I kind of reverted into that Road Rules, I don't give a fuck attitude, which is always the best attitude to have. And, you know, nothing bothered me at that point. So I was always, if you notice, I was always trying to, you know, calm the person down that hated their food that day or that wanted to leave because they're fucking not getting enough sleep. I'm like, chill out and just relax. So that was shocking to me, getting back in. You know, my frame does not fit in a twin bed.
No, it doesn't.
Like I was a baby, you know what I mean? Like I used to, but just that kind of stuff, the basic stuff. But in terms of gameplay and strategy and we try to play as fair as possible, but at the end of the day, it's $500,000. There has to be some sort of strategy and alliance. So I was instantly thrown into game mode, because you start seeing, well, that person will probably have that person. back. And, you know, I've known this person for this many years, so I'll have their back. So it wasn't that anything shocked me. It was the biggest thing that shocked me was the fucking challenges themselves. Because,
yeah, really,
you know, it wasn't like we showed up and played pin the tail on the donkey in the backyard.
No,
not at all.
You guys didn't even have life jackets first. Like that was a long swim, right? How long was that?
It was far, but more or less than the swim, the water was like 50 degrees.
Yeah.
So it was almost like more of a hyperventilating type of thing that people were kind of bothering the most than the actual swim. I mean, you know what I noticed though? And I will call him out on this right now. You've heard it here first. Everyone gave a shit for sending Ace home, or actually, you know, nominating him. If you watch this show again, Ace does not even get his hair wet. He swims out. He looks down a little bit with his thing. His little couple bangs are wet, and he swims back in. I'm like, dude,
yep.
If you're going to do this, at least go under the water and fucking try, or like pull up something or do something. But like, watch it again.
Yeah.
He didn't go back in. I wish they would have shown when I'm like, Ace, do you want to go in? He was like, nah, Cyrus can go in. I'm like, neither one of y'all can do this. I'm going to go back in.
Right. But try. Wow.
Grown ass men. I was like, just try it. Yeah. I was like, because if this is the final and we have to swim, I need you to go look for some shit. Because if I know I'm putting my life out. And Mark, I mean, you came back like you were going for it every time. So I'm like, if Mark's doing it, then I'm going to have to put the same effort. Everyone should be putting in the same effort.
Yep. He was the only one that did not swim out a second time. And there's some of us that swam out three times.
Mm-hmm.
So like by that alone and him not getting his hair wet, I'm like, we made the right choice right there.
Yeah.
Time to get your hair wet. You know,
I did feel bad for him when he left. He was like crying about his dog. I was like, I can relate to that.
Right? That was essential. Yeah. Listen, I love Ace. You know, hopefully we'll see him again. But you know, you gotta go back in the water. You gotta sit on the ice again. You gotta eat the shit more than you think. You know, whatever it is, you gotta do.
Totally.
So he'll know. I'll have a little chat with him, a little fatherly chat with Ace.
Well, who shocked you the most that day? Because there was a lot, I would say, and I think from the viewer's standpoint, there was so much going on, and I feel like a lot of people did a lot of great shit.
Right.
But what were some shocking moments for you during that first challenge?
Well, shocking in a good way. Obviously, you and Isela being able to swim out, you coming very close to pulling that thing up, which they didn't show it. I lifted that block off and you saw the cement come off the floor. Like our thing would not pull off.
Oh, right.
You shocked me in terms of being able to step it up. Isela, and who shocked me in terms of not being able to do it, Ruthie's from Hawaii. She should be like a seal in the water. And like she grew up on an island. So if anyone can go down there and swim, but I think the cigarettes and the cold, because she's 100 pounds, caught up with her very fast. And, you know, you expect like the yeses of the worlds and mm-hmm. to do a great job. So I wasn't really surprised on that end, but even like a Big Easy, man. I mean, the guys, he's one that A should take notes from. He gives it 150% every time, whether he fails or not. And I applaud that. And I want to reward people for that. So I'd say Isela and you, Anissa, shocked me the most because you did a great job.
Anissa's a sleeper,
thanks,
man.
She is.
Yeah. She's a sleeper. Everyone sleeps on her and she always pulls out. She always pulls out in some crazy thing. And always was swimming too. Like always.
I mean, her elimination isn't how it is for her being a slouch.
She's a monster.
Love swimming.
I mean, this episode, like it was, watching it, obviously, like I told you, I wish I was there. I'm sure so many people wish they were there. It had like this amazing like tone to it. Like it just felt like very like old school.
Yeah.
Was this the vibe that you were going for? You just wanted to just like solidify the old school vibes and like bring back this mentality?
Yeah, because I even, you know, here's a little peek behind the curtain here. I let them know, I said, hey, we all have 90s outfits. We want to like have a 90s party right out of the gate. And they were like, well, you know, maybe we should save it for later because, you know, some things we got to get done the first few days. I'm like, no, I said, I want everyone to be here. They actually like, you know, it got squashed for a second, but then they came back and they're like, hey, Mark, you guys do the 90s party tonight. You're good. And I'm like, let's do this. So everyone was like super psyched, but just, I've known from doing them so many times back in the day, and I've seen it on social media, what fans were looking for or what they wanted or what they thought would be cool. So like just the impromptu stuff that isn't on the show, like yeah, they plan these badass challenges and they look awesome. And there's always that natural competitiveness and you'll see the alliances as we go. But like those little things that weren't in the script, so to speak, like the 90s party, we have a great pajama party where everyone dresses up later down in the series. So I always lean on some stuff like that to kind of add in if the other stuff isn't as great, because it's just fun and lets everyone kind of step away from the challenge for a moment and just kind of be who they are, which is cool.
Do you think that that's what's missing from the current challenges, like that fun, carefree, silly?
Well, I've heard this a lot, and there's, like I said, I love the new challenge, but there's an audience for that, and there's an audience for ours. Some of them are exactly the same, but you know, some people tune in and just strictly see the competition of it all, and how that breaks out. With our show, you know, I think some people see the competitiveness, but they're also expecting that kind of hijinks and comedy and throwback to what it was. I do think a lot of kids today, the younger folks, like even, you know, the newer school of rookies, a lot of them show up worrying about how many social media numbers have jumped up and like, how's my Instagram doing when I'm away? Like, if you notice, like on all our calls, like no one ever talked about Instagram or Twitter when we were shooting. Everyone called their like moms or wives. Like it was never like talking to their person running their social media saying, hey, how are my numbers doing? Like, we didn't give a shit, because I guess it's a different, you know, cultural thing, but we grew up, we didn't care. I don't think Twitter and Instagram was not around when I did mine. So I really didn't think about that. You know, and it's nice to see people reacting and my social media numbers going up, but that's not the goal of what this is. It's just, let's give the old school fan a great slice of life of what they missed. The fucking soundtrack is on point. I love that.
So good.
But it's just, I think nowadays, and I've said this before, if we showed up, we would play just as hard if we were playing for a Tempur-Pedic bed as a five or $500,000. You know what I mean? Because that's just how we've always done it. So that huge chunk of money definitely adds to the stakes of the show. But it's not needed for us to make a good show and really have a great time doing it. So I think, would I like to see more fun moments on the new stuff? Of course, because everyone, you know, they miss that, you know? But there's such a, you know, there's a love-hate, man, when you watch that. Like, there's people that really, like, they don't like each other that much on that new show. And it shows, like...
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, people love that, too. So I just hope...
Right.
I hope we can be a nice compliment to that show, put it that way.
Yeah. I think it's also, like you said, like when they're looking at, you know, caring about followers and whatever else. And yes, of course, it's a different time. I get it. But we don't give a shit. So I think that we party differently. Like we had a whole guest list and we literally would not let Darrell in. And we called him Darryl. And he had a wig on, this weird like tongue flick. And it was just like we were so invested. Everyone went into character.
Right.
I mean, there was a line outside. Waiting to get into the club.
And what's great
we just don't care.
We don't half-ass it either. Once we decided we were doing it, we were like, all right, we're going to be setting up the clubs in like 10 minutes. Everyone come and help out. Like we actually like really get in. There's not that one sour perk. Like, I'm not going to do it. Everyone, even Ace, that was going on. So like,
we made invitations too. We passed them out.
I don't know.
I love that.
It was just, we competed in a different era. You know, your guys, challenges Tori today are insane. Like I'd love to get a, you know, piece of those, but like, you know, I wanted to just show that even though like you're a mom of three or you're 49 years old or whatever the quote unquote, you know, thing it is that help holds you back, it's not an issue. And as long as everyone shows up and gives 100%, like people identify with that. And I think that's why even the middle America has really dived in and we've gotten such great response. It's like, I thought it was going to be received well from what I've done on Twitter and social media, but the fact now it's like, it's above and beyond. And it's just so cool to open up my Twitter and just see positive, 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 positive. So it's just it's cool for me, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure it's amazing. And I'm sure like for everybody who pulled back up, like it's been years since you guys have, number one, seen each other, seen TJ. Like, what was it like seeing him for the first time?
Oh, I chat with TJ like every once in a while, whether it's like a DM on Instagram or something, but like the first time that I knew it was real was we quarantined in that hotel, right, Nisa?
Mm-hmm.
and I faced the street, so I could see like the streets and whatnot. So the day we left, when I saw the big bus pull up with the challenge letters on the side, I was like, oh shit, all right, it's real. You know, they didn't get little minivans for us with a little challenge sticker. Like, yeah, this is the real deal. And then to solidify that, when we pulled up and TJ was there, it just, you could see he was genuinely like excited. Like he was like, I can't believe some of you guys are back. He's like, you know, what's up, Trishelle? What's up, Cyrus?
Yeah.
You know, like, just like, he couldn't believe it. So that's when I knew it was real. That was the most surreal moment for me too, is just seeing that big bus. Because I didn't want him to go, like, I didn't want to half step into this thing. And, you know, we're showing up with like a little minivan and there's a little challenge license plate on the front, whatever it was. But it was, once I saw that bus, man, and then I saw the house.
Yeah, the house was nice.
Incredible.
Hanging. It's Anissa, it's just great. Like,
well, it was nice because we got space. Because you said, like, you know, jumping back into this, we have to be on top of each other. I mean, we got single beds, though small for the tall man that you are.
Right, right, right.
But we also, like, you know, it was three to a room. Every room had a bathroom. Like, you still had enough space to feel like you weren't, you know, 25 doing this again.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, everyone was, you know, as for as competitive as it gets, you'll see, everyone is always really cordial with each other and patient and opening doors and letting the girls go first to eat. Like, it's just, that's just a different era.
Yeah. And Anissa was saying that she was like coming home. She was like, you have no idea how much better these guys are. I'm like, why can I not be there?
Right.
I mean, they were amazing. It makes the experience so much, but I mean, I left on a cloud of like, all right, I could probably do these shows again because, you know, I haven't seen these people in so long and they were so kind. And I feel like for you, Mark, I mean, it's so exciting to see, like, it's like your camp friends.
Right. Right.
You know, and to jump back in with them. But what I really want to know is, who were you most excited to see?
Mm. Oh, man. I was most excited to see, you know, I've always felt like Derek. I love the fact that he came and he was on the first season, and hopefully we'll see him on many more. But like, he's like me, you know what I mean? Like, I love the show. I'm a product of the show. I did my first, you know, my Road Rules is a 95. So you can do the math there. Like, this has been my life for 25 plus years. And the fact that, you know, having a Derek come that I've known forever, that's so invested in the show still with his podcast outside of this or whatever. But he was great to see. And then like a Darrell, who I've never played the game with, but I've always had so much respect for. And then like the wild card of like, a Yes and a Tech, which people are like, I can't believe you got Tech, or I can't believe you got Yes. It's like, those are the people, like, I knew the Trishelles and, you know, you and Anissa and the Ruthies and Beth and Cyrus would all get crazy hype. But it was those wild cards of like Tech or Yes, which was like, all right, now like, this is what the show is all about.
I love that. Oh my God. It's so crazy seeing so many people.
Yeah. And it's cool. And I love the flashbacks. I love the flashbacks.
The
flashback of Isela, you know, calling Ace out for telling her she was dead weight 15 years ago.
Like, that's crazy. Like,
so happy that she had it. She was like, verbatim, and I quote, and it was right. And it was right. She did her homework, because the worst thing is to quote somebody and misquote them.
Yeah.
So hats off to Isela, my baby, for, you know,
calling it like it is. The ability to do that and flashback, even the very first flashbacks of Katie, showing old Katie with the plunger and beating up.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff is great. You know what I mean? So we're going to have a lot more of that. And you know, Anissa, the show, it's not always kumbaya as we go. So it gets fun, but it's always
definitely
fun. Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely not kumbaya, especially after that pole wrestle. Like, that was
my baby.
I mean, I'm not going to say brutal, but I think everyone, like Anissa said, she was like, people were like, is it always this brutal? Anissa's like, like, I'm going to kick your ass out there, Kendall.
It wasn't to Kendall. It was to everybody. But
to everybody.
I'm going to do the same exact, like, I'm going to put as much effort in as Letarian did. And Letarian said that was him at a 6.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nothing is easy. That's what I'm saying. So, like, even the daily challenges, like, you'll see. I thought, even TJ said this, you know, they fucking amped it up. It wasn't like they toned it down. If anything, they made it more. And I was like, shit.
Yeah.
I even talked to Booth, one of the producers. I'm like, I saw him like the first day. I'm like, man, I'm so psyched, man. I'm so glad you're attached. And he was like, you know, if you stick around long enough, you let me know after this, all this, if you're still.
Right. I'm like, oh, wow.
Shit. I'm like, oh shit. That was like the writing on the wall. So I was like, this is going to be tough. Cause you know, I had conversations with some people before going like, come on, do it. It'll be fun.
Right.
You know? We'll probably do some stuff, like some balance stuff, you know, maybe holding your breath, like whatever. So like the fact that we came out strong, the thing that still gets me is that the audience doesn't know, like the water was so effing cold. Like
right.
That was the 90% of the hang up of that challenge. It was so freaking cold. Arissa right. walks out like a damn praying mantis. She's like, her body is like folding down. It was crazy, yeah. But yeah, they didn't go easy on us. That's for sure.
No.
Do you think a lot of like people came back and expected it to be a little bit easier? And they were like, 100%. After the first challenge, just kind of like, what the fuck did I sign up for?
100%. 100%. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of them pulled up and was like, oh, we're going to the water. Maybe we'll have to canoe across, you know what I mean, or something. But no.
And, yeah.
But that set the tone for the whole season. And, you know, people might have not, like, people started going to bed maybe a couple minutes earlier or stretching or maybe doing some fitness in between because it wasn't going to be, you know, an egg toss in the backyard, right. You know?
Right. Really wasn't going to be backyard games.
Right.
I mean,
even they showed a clip of it. Even like we do an ode to a challenge, the ice, which is coming up, the ice melting thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was a throwback challenge in Battle of the Sexes. Even that, when you see it, you're like, oh, this is going to be fun. Anissa, was that fun? It is terrible.
The thing you got to put in your mouth, like, it was just a lot of bouncing, a lot of moving. I mean, bruises everywhere, cuts, yeah, like it yeah. is
sliding with someone on top of you and your back on ice for like hours at a time creates terrible bruising and terrible soreness. So it's like, even the ones that look fun aren't fun.
No.
But it was, I'm glad they did some throwback stuff like that, which was cool. I wanted that as well, like that throwback kind of feel.
I mean, but I think you came in, you've always been a beacon of fitness. And I guess what it looks like to be just like, you're a specimen. You're one of those guys that just always, and it's not even like, and it's always proportionate. It's like the shoulders match the legs, match the, I mean, how did you train for this season? Was it any different than any other season? Because I've always thought you looked amazing.
Well, thank you. I'm trying to pull it together for my late 40s. As I said,
trying what I know you look great. I
have a girlfriend now that works out with me every day. We go after, nice. We go and do it. And, you know, that's one thing, that I think why it works, especially my relationship is we're both passionate about it. And now for us, it's not even about how you look now after you work out. It's like, it makes me feel so good emotionally or mentally when I'm done working out. And then the positives, I mean, the extra bonuses, you'll stay in shape. But like,
yeah,
I did everything. I did pick up my cardio a little more. That's the only thing I can really tweak was I did, you know, more running or, you know, the treadmill when it's like this, and you're going up. But like, there was no real magic to what I did because I just knew that every day the playing field would kind of be evened out. It wasn't going to be all tug of war, you know what I mean?
Right.
So how can you train for melting ice with your ass, you know what I mean?
No, you can't.
It's very hard. You know, and I like, and you probably like this, Anissa and Tori, I like having things to look forward to get in shape.
Yeah, me too.
I like that goal, and you're like, okay, bah, 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 and then you do whatever it is. So
yeah,
as soon as I started getting traction from this and I knew it was going in a good direction, I was like, okay, I'm going to act, you know, I'm just assuming this thing is going to go and I'm going to pick it up a little bit and train for it. And it's, you know, it's, again, it's a mental thing for me. It's like my church being in the gym and just, it's just, I don't know. It's amazing now. Like if I don't go to the gym, I feel bad. Like I feel
relatable.
Feel good, so.
Once it becomes part of your everyday thing,
I mean,
yeah. COVID really put a damper into things.
That,
but
it didn't help that we had that like old school
prison yard,
prison style weight in the back.
And Argentina wasn't cold, so like you would like, oh, I'm gonna take some pre workout. I talk to Jamie, be like, yeah, I'm gonna work out at like 12, 1, whatever. I like to work out before lunch, like or in the morning. It's so hot and there's no ozone. The weights were like
Oh, wow.
Like ancient. The bar was short. It's probably like a 25-pound bar. Right. Everything's in kilos. I still don't know how to do it.
And we we see your guys' gym toy. It's like this, like, uber 2021 style, like, technologically advanced gym. And it's like cement weights, jump rope.
Mark, I even asked production. I was like, is there any way we could get a stationary bike? Like, I know you guys can't grab us a Peloton, but could you get us something? Because I need to do cardio besides running over bees every day.
Oh, my God.
And there were so many bees, too.
Again, for me, once I got used to it, I'm like, of course it's going to be old school weights. Why wouldn't it be? You know what I mean?
Right.
Why wouldn't it be? You know, so.
It's just one platform in the yard where you could work out, literally.
Yeah.
And we were like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going in the river.
Yeah.
At least you had a river. Like, that river looked so nice.
It was.
Corey, that river was the best. And it was so cold that you could, you know, it was like doing the ice plunge after you work out. Like, I'd go in there. We would go in there and just soak because it was, like, so great. Like, having that thing was a blessing to us. I think, like, three people went in the jacuzzi the entire time.
Wow. Yeah.
I went in once. It was so hot. I was like, I'd rather just be one with nature in here with the rocks. And there were so many fish.
I wonder if they're ever going to show Tech jumping in naked.
I hope they do, because that's the first time I saw his penis. I was in the shower and I was like, oh, what do we have there?
Oh my God.
We have a naked Tech running in the lawn. Like, it was... Tech is something else. He is a magical human being.
I love that guy. No one left there feeling salty. You know, everyone's seen in the previews, there's some person that TJ's pissed off because they quit, and it shows in the preview. I won't say guy or girl. Even that person has reached out to me since saying, hey, you know, I wanted to reach out to you personally. You know, I had the most amazing time, blah, blah, blah.
No way.
Yes. I got a long text.
That's awesome.
So
I'm excited to see that. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah.
I do have a question though, to go back, because I remember, you know, reading these tweets about we want OGs. Where did that even come from? Like, what happened?
So obviously, you know, it's I got the shirt on too.
I know. I wish people could see how cute Mark looks right now in his We Want OG shirt.
So anyway, so I was talking with a few people, and obviously the term OG, everyone knows the term OG. So it's like, you know, original gangsters or whatever you say. But like, I said to my dad, he's like, what's the show? I said, the working title is like, we want OGs. He's like, what's OG? Old guys? I'm like, no. It's
I love your dad.
Like, it's not old guys, but kind of is. we decided to start the hashtag We Want OGs because we wanted some place where people could go and hashtag, and you know how social media works. So once that thing caught fire, it became like a movement on its own. I just pushed it along, but like the fans and stuff really carried that torch. And they're so excited, man. I mean, like I said, they're so excited that this came out, and you know, we have 9 awesome episodes. We're gonna do an hour reunion. So it's a great compliment to the version on MTV. It's such a great compliment. And you know, there's something for everyone on their show, and there's something for everyone on our show. And the fact that TJ is kind of a through line of that is perfect.
Totally. Yeah. It was so nostalgic to watch. Yeah. And I feel like you said, there's such a fan base for it. So it's like, we kind of owed it to the fans. There's people have been watching the challenge for 20 years. Yeah.
There's so many thank yous I've gotten, you know, every interview I've done, people have been like, all right, first of all, this is fucking awesome that this is going on. Like, before they even start talking. So they've all grown up with us, and I think they're all kind of psyched to see this thing move on and go many seasons.
100%. I think, like, even after that, I watched the first episode twice, like in a row. I was like, I need to watch it again.
That's
awesome. I loved it.
That's awesome. Like, I think a lot of people, you know, we're kind of like you guys do on your shows, the live tweeting on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. We're live tweeting. We're watching it from 8 to 9 Eastern, and we're all live tweeting during it. So even though it's not scheduled, everyone knows the cast will be watching it Thursdays at 8 Eastern, and we'll all tweet during it. So it's fun to kind of have that movement, feel like you're on a little ride with people, you know?
Totally. I love it. I was on it, and I love it. Not because I was on it. I just feel like I would have loved it anyway, but it's even, I look at it and I'm like, oh my God, it's was so amazing. If only people were there to see how amazing it really was. Like, it's crazy because it's like, it was more amazing than if you can imagine that.
Right.
It was more amazing than what was shown, but we know that it's a TV show, so they can only show so much. Right. But I mean,
maybe there's a chance of like the shit they should have shown later. Or
just, yeah, definitely. They'll definitely show that.
Tori, you never know, Tori. Couple years.
I'm doing it, man. I'm putting in my time now. That's where I want to be.
Right over. You never know.
So if there were a challenge Hall of Fame, who would be in it?
Oh, I've been asked this. I want to say it's easier to answer, or it's harder to answer, but it's easy.
I love that.
It's I go CT. Mm-hmm. I go Bananas. Mm-hmm. I go Anissa. Mm-hmm. I go Coral. Mm-hmm. And listen, I started this thing a long time ago.
Yeah.
Now it's rebirth. And if I'm not up on that platter somehow, something's wrong.
Yes.
I'm about myself. Why not? Because let me tell you, I will tell you this. This thing will not be a one and done. I can see this thing going for many, many seasons and then culminating, like I said, with the Super Bowl of Super Bowls, a reality competition. Mm-hmm. And it will be the most watched thing ever on whatever service or network it's on. You heard it here first.
I want to do it so bad, except like I said, I want to be on your team. So let's do it in a few years.
Right. Yeah, but see, Tori, I feel like you'll still be on the new team. But I love you, and I'll do what I can from the other side.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Secret Alliance, wink, wink. Yeah. On your side. Yeah.
Even though it's not secret because we're on the podcast, but things could change.
Exactly.
Things could change. Mark, thank you so much. I know you're a busy guy. I know you got to go do like, I don't know, a couple crunches to keep up with that 12-pack. And you have a bunch of interviews because you're a busy dude. And I mean, you did such a magical thing for us, the cast, and for the viewers. And
definitely.
I'm just proud of you. So happy for you. So happy that I had the chance to reconnect with you. And I think it's amazing what you've done.
Yes. Thank you, both of you. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah.
And thank you. I'll be watching both of you wherever it is, whether it's on mine or on the other one.
Yay!
Thank you guys. So I love you guys.
Bye, Mark. Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye. Have a good day.
You too.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
All right, Anissa. Well, that was amazing. Mark Long is a legend, and it was so awesome to have him on the show. So
great.
How cool was that to pick his brain? Yeah.
So I love
him. I want to know some secrets because I wasn't there. So Anissa, spill the tea. Give us some secrets from behind the scenes of filming.
So I will say that when you go in, they really upped it with the aesthetics. They have all of our helmets on the thing. Our names are on the wall. And then all the names of the challenges. Yeah. Then there were quotes in every room said by different people. And there were paintings on the wall. So there's a painting of me, like a thing of me, a drawing of me and Siobhan doing this like back off thing where I had to rip the thing off of her. Wes and Derek were doing pole wrestle. So I'm like, oh my God, are these clues? Like, are we going to be doing the eliminations that are in the pictures? So there were a lot of, there was a lot of stuff because the life shield or the lifesaver came from one show. And that one show was on one of the plaques in our living room. So we're thinking that maybe this has something to do with what's coming up.
Oh, like there were hidden clues in the house. Wow. That's exciting. It's like a game within a game.
The other thing is that you don't know. I've never seen so many guys pack so many surprise outfits for parties. I'm just going to say that. So look forward to lots of different outfits, lots of drama.
Yeah.
And probably more secrets as I go on when I can remember them.
Yeah, I can't wait. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Well, I loved this episode, Anissa. You absolutely crushed it and can't wait to watch the next one. So where can we follow you, Anissa, and where can we send you listener questions?
You can follow me on Instagram at AnissaMTV. That's AnneesaMTV. And Tori, where can they find you, beautiful?
You can find me at Tori_Deal. I'm so excited, you guys. I'm a fan with you all right now watching this season. It's amazing. So if you want to fangirl out with me, slide into the DMs. And yeah, feel free to send me listener questions. And make sure that you watch the biggest event in challenge history, because the Challenge All-Stars is streaming now exclusively on Paramount Plus.
And then you can go behind the scenes with us on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.